In March of 2019, the Conval School District filed a lawsuit against the state of New Hampshire, alleging that the state, unconstitutionally, does not provide adequate funding for its public schools. The renewed effort as of March of 2021 was the result of the New Hampshire Supreme Court sending the case back to the Superior Court for further testimony. Since then, several New Hampshire school districts, such as Claremont, Winchester, Hanover, Concord, and our very own Oyster River, have signed on to the lawsuit. Welcome to the Voice of the River. I'm Ella Giannino, and today we're going to talk with Dr. James Morse, superintendent of the Oyster River School District, about Oyster River's recent decision to sign on to the lawsuit. Dr. Morse, thank you so much for meeting with me today. This is certainly an interesting time to be an educator in New Hampshire.
It really is.
So you definitely have a unique perspective on this issue as a superintendent. To give our listeners a little bit of background, could you tell me what this lawsuit is all about?
Sure. The New Hampshire Constitution requires the state of New Hampshire to pay for the education of its public students. The problem is that New Hampshire refuses to pay an adequate amount, which is what the Constitution says. So New Hampshire is actually, in all of New England, the state that pays the least for the education of their public school students. And as a result, there's a direct connection between what the state approves for funding for education and the local property tax. So your parents living in our district are paying a very high amount for property tax because the state is refusing to meet its obligation under the Constitution. So to give your readers a sense of what that difference is, the average cost of educating a New Hampshire child in K through 12 public education is over $16,000. The amount we receive per student under adequacy aid is $3,700. So we're looking at a factor of six in terms of, you know, whether the state is meeting its obligation. So for Oyster River, depending on the level you look at, our cost is over $18,000. So each school system has this variation in terms of how much it feels its voters can afford to support public education. If you can imagine, in Oyster River, we're, you know, in a white class, middle class community. We're not affluent, but we're not a poor district. And when you see the various districts that have joined, you have districts like Oyster River, you also have the largest school system in the state in Manchester, and you have some of the smallest school systems in the state who struggle to keep their schools open. Just before the pandemic, in fact, in the North Country, superintendents in the northern part of the state were literally shutting down buildings because they didn't have enough money from the state and from the ability of the local taxpayer to keep those buildings open. Now, you know, people will start talking about, yeah, but, you know, it's about the number of kids. You know, part of that was they were closing buildings because they have enough children. Well, that's not the case across the state. That was the case in that singular issue in northern New Hampshire. So the lawsuit is really about trying to force the legislature and the governor to fund public education to the level that meets their constitutional obligation. And, you know, people will throw all kinds of numbers around and they'll say, well, yeah, but we're doing this and we're doing that. The bottom line is that if you just take the average cost of public education in New Hampshire and it's over $16,000, then the state is way short of that mark. And as long as the state doesn't live up to its obligation, then property taxpayers in the state of New Hampshire are being crippled by public schools, not because the public schools are being wasteful with taxpayers' money, but because the state refuses it to live up to its constitutional obligation.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that the state's aid for per pupil expenditures is nowhere near where it needs to be. How do you think we got to this point as a state where public education funding is so neglected?
I think in many ways it's a deliberate action in terms of the state trying to balance its budget and prioritizing what's important with the limited funds it has. So if you take a state like Maine that is poorer than New Hampshire, they have a sales tax. They have a broader tax base. When we come into New Hampshire, one of the things we're very, very proud of is that we don't have an income tax, but we refuse to broaden the tax base any further. So what happens is that the resources that New Hampshire is collecting at the state level in an inflationary way diminish. So if it's $3,700 this year and $3,600 last year and $3,500 the year before that, or $3,000 you know, 5 years ago, that is nowhere keeping up with inflation. So it really is an issue of political will, and it's an issue of prioritizing expenditures, but it's also, you know, a willingness to broaden the tax base in New Hampshire. That does not necessarily mean that you have to gore the sacred cow of income tax, but it does mean that you look at your tax code and say, well, who are we not collecting taxes from that we should be collecting taxes from? And every state in the country does this. They create exemptions for various reasons, and then they sit back and say, well, we don't have enough money to operate. Well, part of that is just being willing to understand that you're choosing as an elected official not to tax a certain entity. And when you choose to do that, you're also choosing to say to the local property taxpayer, oh, you'll cover the bill. Because if the state's position was every public school in the state shouldn't be spending more than $3,700, then we wouldn't be able to educate children in the state of New Hampshire. It just doesn't make mathematical sense. And therein lies the argument. If you can't do it on $3,700, then the state is not living up to its obligation. And you know, I think that school system after school system, whether it's Oyster River, Manchester, Conval, they've all really run frugal budgets to their community. And so you have to have teachers, you have to have overhead related to utilities to run your buildings, you have to have support staff, custodians and maintenance people, and bus drivers and cooks. All of that is part of the recipe of public school, and all of that is not being funded to the level it should be.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned that this is an issue of political will, and New Hampshire is last in the nation in terms of state funding for public education. What message do you think this sends to the students and educators here?
Well, I think the message changes community to community, and this is the sad part of this situation. So Oyster River has said to its community, education is so important to us that we're willing, for example, to build a $50 million middle school with local tax dollars. We're willing to spend more than the $16,000 per student. We're spending $18,000 per student because our community says our children are that important to us, and we want to have programs that engage them. We want to have great teachers, so we have a wonderful pay scale. So then you go into communities who would love to do all those things, but they don't have the tax base to do it. And so you end up with this huge disparity. You know, we could take Milton or Farmington as school systems that are close to us that just don't have the tax base to raise enough money without crippling the local taxpayer to run their schools. And so they strip down. So, you know, in Oyster River, you have wonderful opportunities and choices as a high school student. And in some of our school systems, it's English 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the furthest you go in math is, you know, advanced geometry or introductory trig. The world language is one world language, and it's, you know, just for upperclassmen. There's no art program. There's no music program, or it's been reduced significantly. There's no food program like we have with Nick. So That's what's happening. So public education at $3,700 in our poorest communities is stripping options for kids. In our more affluent communities and middle school communities, we keep on going to the local taxpayer and saying, we need you to help us because we're not getting it from the state. But even in a district like ours, every time I present our budget to the communities, I'm almost apologetic in terms of saying, this is what we need to run the school system. This particular budget that we're coming up on, Lee community members had to raise almost $2 per thousand on the mill effort. And I know that probably doesn't mean a lot to you, but typically you're looking at an increase of say 37 cents or 57 cents. And that was because, and it happened to Madbury as well, the state gave us money this year and then they took it away next year. And so it didn't impact Durham because Durham got none of the money from this current year. And so their tax level, you know, did the usual, you know, 30, 40 cents. But Lee and Madbury was $1 per thousand and Lee was $2 per thousand, directly related to the loss of state money. So I had a friend in the North Country superintendent whose tax rate went up $6 per thousand. $6. So, you know, it's never fun to be the superintendent when you're going into the community and you're presenting your school budget and having people really angry because the tax rates are going up. It's directly related to this issue. This is the issue that we all should be pushing the state on, and that's why we joined the lawsuit.
Absolutely, and I mean, you and the school board have been so vocal about your support for this lawsuit and so great about sharing all of the information related to that. What message do you hope to send to the Oyster River and wider New Hampshire community by supporting this lawsuit?
That we're all in it together. Rich man, poor man, it makes no difference. If we are an affluent district on the coast or you're the poorest district in the state, this particular issue is one of those issues where if we're successful, every child benefits in New Hampshire. Every school system benefits in New Hampshire, and every taxpayer benefits in New Hampshire. This is that kind of issue.
Absolutely. Again, this has been Superintendent Morris of the Oyster River Cooperative School District. Dr. Morris, thank you so much for meeting with me
today.
You're
welcome, Ella. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Voice of the River. For more student journalism, check out the latest articles from MOR.news and follow MOR Magazine on Facebook and Instagram for exclusive updates.